Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Sending me videos of all the kids in assembly screaming my name, that fills me with absolute love and pride. Like, I mean, like nothing else. And I want to inspire them. I'm just a normal boy from Monday Town. Like.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
The Crappy Quiz on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Centra's off-license. Kick off with a cold one. Over 18s only. Drink responsibly. Get the facts. Visit drinkaware.ie.
Chris Martin.
Oh, you're kidding me.
San Antonio Spurs.
Damn it.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know.
Is that right?
Tottenham and Aston Villa.
He's trying to cheat and you're trying to let him.
Lads, if that's the way it's going to go now, there's no point in us being here, really. We're not going to do it seriously.
such happy pre-lapsarian voices there. Little did they know that we're not going to the World Cup. They were, I mean, obviously we weren't going to any World Cups in the last 20 years when they were all recorded. But anyway, hello, welcome. Welcome along to the shardiest segment on a multitude of platforms. It's a scintillating, stupefying, splendido, crappy quiz. It's going to be particularly crappy this week. Every week we pick three OTB cranks off the scrap heap of trivia. They're on scrap heap, all right. Maybe not a scrap heap of trivia this week. But anyway, they're up against each other. It's a quiz of sporting factoids and it's at the end of the week. This week, the crappy quiz and Off the Ball is in partnership with Centra. Make sure your fridge is match ready to kick off with a cold one. Over 18s only, drink responsibly, get the facts. Visit drinkaware.ie. Of course, if you can't listen on radio, the quiz is available in many forms on YouTube, on podcast, for Off The Ball members worldwide. offtheball.com/join if you're not already a member, or if you only like the quiz, which let's face it, there are many reasons for that to be the case. You can get all three episodes of it every month for free by signing up to the Go Loud app, which, let's face it, will cover the quizzing output. Right. Let me introduce you to today's purveyors of sporting idiotry. Actually, that's a pretty good lineup. Well, first, this contestant has been enjoying some secondhand notoriety this past week. After egging Kevin Kilbane on to bury Liam Rossignol's reputation ever deeper in the cold, cold ground, he's got a taste for dishing out some home truths. Mo Salah was just a poor man's Alan Thompson, he announced to The Office this week. Don't get me started on that sunshine boy, David Clifford. Here with some hotter takes than ever before, it's Mick. Don't put the horse before the McCarthy.
Hello, everyone. We're all down and out. We're all struggling. Some of us struggling to speak. And
who?
I just think that, you know, there's nothing that can lift a nation's spirits like a good, angry, crappy
okay,
quiz.
So I'm gonna fight and claw
my way to victory here and to with a lot of moaning and, you know, like just replicate the brave boys of last night. Although they didn't win ultimately.
A heartbreaking
I lose on a tie break, no doubt,
from a big position of lead twice. Up next, another man who knows a thing or two about public notoriety. Welcome, Shane, the Monaghan Machete Hannon.
Oh, God.
Damn.
Arthur must have written this when he was in the depths of his anger time. Last night.
Yeah.
Finally, this...
Yeah, it's tough. Anyway.
This contestant has been a little bemused by all the commotion this week. This was rugby country, he could be heard muttering to nobody in particular. Where is all this excitement for the Schools Cup final? A man who never has to worry about his Ireland team qualifying for a World Cup. It's Dara, the Cavan Colossus, Smith-Nocton.
Yeah, we've done him dirty there.
Yeah, All right. Football fan first, actually, I would say, before anything else.
Why?
First love, yeah.
You heard it here?
Yeah.
Cavan man has to be football.
Yeah, and then it says Cavan Colossus at the end of it, like, so that kind of gives it away.
Yeah.
You mean association football?
Both before rugby.
The round ball, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be careful.
Dara is a proper all sports man. This is what
yeah,
we need.
Don't go too far
of.
With this, though. Like, you know. Campbell Soup had to do a whole campaign. We're still soup. You're like, I'm still rugby.
I'm a bit of everything, yeah.
All right, next time you're sitting in the Leinster press conference, they'll be looking at you going, he's not one of us.
Most of them are football UCD. First as well, from the ones that I know.
They knew that already with the Cavan accent.
You're talking about the hacks.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm talking about your Leo Cullinses, your other players that they might put up for press conferences.
I don't know.
Like, James Lowe's.
Jack Conan was a great centre back, apparently. There's a few in there that are.
God, big man.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be lumping the ball in. Wouldn't get much joy against Jack Conan.
No.
He's fast in a straight line, but you've got a nippy little forward in around him, you know? Yeah, you're probably
no, but he's
your
the centre back. I'm saying, so I wouldn't be. Oh, I wouldn't, yeah. You wouldn't get much joy lumping it in against him.
No, you wouldn't. I'd say he's a good big forward on him. please send any questions you have via email to crappyquiz@offtheball.com. If you don't think it's time to let the old ways die, keep the postal service going. Quizmaster Off the Ball Towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. Let's get to it. Round one is called the Call Your Shot Round. It took long last week.
Done this.
We ended up bidding off a later round to salvage back the time. All the same, we're blaming the quizzers for that, not this brilliant round, so it's back again. For those of you who may have forgotten how this works, I'm going to give you a question with a list of available answers. Each contestant will bid the number of correct answers they think they can manage, and the highest bidder will get first dibs at the list. This needs an agent of chaos, otherwise it's very boring and sedate and people are far too polite.
I invented this round and was very jealous that I missed the quiz last week when Arthur finally brought it back, so I'm delighted to say that.
But Gerard always has a certain view that you should bid, he wants a real high, aggressive bid from the off, but that's not the aim of the game here, is it?
Well, the aim of the game is whatever we decided to be here, Shane, you know?
you want to...
My accountancy brain tells me that I have a 55% chance of winning this if I actually just sit here and don't...
in the payment business here as well.
You want to have to name as little as you can.
He's trying to get insight on my bidding process. He'll find out when I beat you.
We'll find out.
Okay.
And Dara beats me.
I've told you about the rules, right? Each contestant will bid the number of correct answers they think they can manage. The highest bidder will get first dibs at the list. If the highest bidder hits their target, they win the point. If they can't manage it, the remaining two players will be asked to bid again on how many remaining answers they can name. If that mark isn't hit, the last person standing wins the point. Each of you will be given a chance to start the bidding. We're going to start Mick, Shane, Dara. That's the order. Mick opens the bidding. Question one. Counties that have won the National Football League Division 1 in the last 50 years since 1976. Do I tell you? I tell you the number, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
You do tell us.
You do, so we know what the max bid is, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could always...
I could max bid.
It's 15.
15, Division 1. Not a roll of honour I look at very often, I have to say, winners of the National League. I'd say I'd get 10, though.
11.
Bear in mind, there are 32 counties, many of whom haven't been within an arse's roar of winning this, and you only have to name 15 counties in Ireland. So if you can name
Can't get one wrong.
Yeah, I'll go 12 because it's feasible that I can guess 12, I think. All right.
Dublin.
Hold on. We're coming back around. I can counter bid.
Okay, rebuild. Yeah. Okay, go on.
I
wasn't going to pick Dublin.
I think we all said Dublin, so we're all good.
No, do you know what? You jumping in there has changed my mind. I'm going to go. Let you do it.
Well, no, you can. You also get the chance to.
What was your number?
12.
12.
12. Yeah.
There are 15 correct answers.
Oh. 13. Go for it.
I respect it.
You still have a bid if you want.
No, I'll let you have that now. I'll let you have 13. Yeah.
Okay.
In alphabetical order, if you please.
50 years.
Monaghan.
Hey, how many times do you think they've won the league?
Well, 85.
That's it.
That's
it, Sonny.
Yeah, there you go.
All those years, oh, look, we're here to take part, not to take over.
Okay. Monaghan, Kerry. I can go slow or fast here, depending.
Kerry have won 10, yeah.
Yeah. Dublin.
Dublin have won 10.
Mayo.
Only the three.
Galway.
There's always a pitch invasion after it. Galway, do you know what? Only the ones.
Is it, Jeff?
I had Galway in my maybes pile there. I have
what, 0-1?
Okay.
No.
I actually don't know.
Yeah, doesn't say. Donegal.
Doing the Nowell, only the once. Is that the one that went on the piss for 6 weeks after?
I think it might be. Tyrone.
Throne. Twice.
Oh, Jesus. That was like...
Twice.
Armagh.
Armagh. Would you believe it?
Surely.
Armagh, only the once as well.
Ooh, don't do that to me.
Yeah, this is hard.
Ulster Championship seems to take precedence for counties over the league. Who'd have thunk?
4, 5, 6. He's 8, does he? Still need a good few more here.
Meath.
Yeah. Meath have won 3 leagues in that period.
I'll take Cork.
You take Cork, 6-time league champion.
Cork won it a load of times there, about mid-2000s.
Everybody remembers them. Obviously, a stepping stone.
But they were winning it constantly with the time when they built up to the 2010 All-Ireland, yeah.
Didn't they win it a couple of years ago?
There's another Train like Tarzan, play like Jane team in this.
I'm going to say Derry.
Ah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Derry won it two, three years ago, didn't they?
Yeah. Six league titles.
That was my last.
In that period, one All-Ireland title.
What is he on now?
I'd say, is he not got it?
I've got 11.
11.
I think.
11.
Imagine you need 13.
Yeah.
Now the tricky ones.
Yeah, tricky ones. Surely that team won a league. Don't call me Shirley. Wow.
Tara's like, what is that joke?
Yeah, I think I was waiting for an explanation there.
Have you seen Airplane?
No. No.
I met Leslie Nielsen actually before you did. Yeah. Bound to have. But look, let's just go with them. Down.
Down. Yeah. One league.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
One more. Is it one more for victory?
Yeah. More. I have two more written down. But I don't
just
know if
copy
to write.
His work there.
Don't know if to write.
Yeah. Over what he's saying.
It could be wrong.
Yeah.
You've written Kilkenny down just to throw you off.
Would that team have won one?
London.
So what was the final? What was the full number? It was 15.
15.
Wow. Yeah. Right, I've got 12.
I mean, you do kind of feel like maybe we should try and win something.
When was 50 years ago? 1976.
76.
I know it's tricky to do those sums in tens. Very difficult to get those.
I still think it's like 2000, so I think 50 years ago is the 1950s or something.
Yeah, well, you're getting old, Mick. Old Mick.
Oh, Mick. Will I ever see a World Cup again, Ger? That's the thing. That
he's
only,
getting a lot of time
only got
here,
half
by
my
way.
Life left. Like.
He is getting a lot of time here.
Gonna have to get moving.
I've got your own County Kildare.
No.
Hold on, so there's two left. Three left.
Three left.
Hold on.
We bid now.
The order was...
Oh, we have to bid again.
Right.
And I have to bid first, don't I?
No, it was... Because it
okay, yeah,
goes this way, does it?
Well,
I bid first in the round, so
yeah. Okay, you
one.
You got one more. So what happens if I say none and he gets it wrong?
If I get it wrong, you win the
whole thing.
Yeah,
but he's obviously got one. So
yeah.
Well, I don't know if I'll get one. I've only got
Go on, yeah. I'll go two.
Go on. Give me the name of two counties now. You had an hour to think about this.
Are you gonna go three, Mick?
Yeah. Oh, are you? Sorry, Mick.
I have three counties written down. I don't think they're all right, though. No, go on. Name
three
two.
Coins in a fountain.
Okay. Name two.
Yeah, okay. I've gone with my own county, Cavan. At some point, no?
Do-do-do-do-do. Burb.
No. They were one of the ones I had written down. Roscommon and Offaly.
Roscommon and Offaly.
Yeah.
And Leix.
Fair play.
And Leash.
Leix, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Year?
I don't know.
Okay.
Was it the Leo Turley team? Was it the Mico team? They didn't win the league, did they?
Pretty impressive for Leash.
Mick used to be mad in his league. Yeah. Kildare reached the league final, got beaten by the Dubs, and then got knocked out of the first round of the championship.
How many points is that worth now?
1 point after all that.
See, that's one point.
It's a farce, right. Really, isn't it? I did the heavy lifting, and
because the points really matter, like ultimately, yeah.
Round one, question two. Shane opens the bidding. Managers who faced off against Brian Cody's Kilkenny in All Ireland finals from 1999 to 2022. You'd have to say this would be close enough. It's in the general Venn diagram of mixed specialist subjects.
Yeah.
So, a very, Arthur's obviously feeling the love for the other old guy on the staff.
What's the years? Is it just his tenure?
99 to 22. Okay. Yeah.
What's the, how many?
Total are 13 from 17 finals, 13 managers. Shane opens the bidding.
I'm just going to hand the point to Mick. I think he'll bid five.
Five.
Yeah, I don't have six.
There's 13?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they can have the 13. You see, so there's no point.
Yeah, but how much do I want to go? How much do I want to go for the self challenge here versus 13? Taking the point? No, I'm not going to go for 13.
Come on,
he's only gone for six. That would be insane.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I'll go for nine just to be somewhere between safe and not pathetic.
See, you just need to bait him a little bit. You see what I didn't even have to. Higher. Not much.
I haven't actually bid yet.
Oh yeah. You passed on his.
I'm sitting out. Yeah, I'm sitting out. Officially, I'm sitting out.
But you could think
exactly here. If I think right, he's gone for nine. I think if you bid 10, his ego is going to say 11. So you will actually make it harder for him. Yeah. I think tactically you could.
Yeah, but it's over. He's already passed.
I don't think if you say 10, you'll have to name 10, Dara.
But are you? Said
I think
six.
I think you're just forcing him to name
this
two more.
This is all over. I've said nine, haven't I?
I think if we work together in this, Dara, if you say 10, he's going to say
11. That ship has sailed.
You're probably right, but we're past the point now.
You'll take the point off Mick. If Mick goes too ahead here of us,
why won't he listen?
The game is going to...
Well,
Okay, how many do I say? Nine.
It's locked in though, so.
Yeah, I would say there would have been a bit of wiggle room there if you wanted to
take
a bit.
I'm bid 10.
Go, hey! Good man. Good man.
Go on, Mick, earn your point.
Go 13.
11. I know. Ah. There's definitely one I don't know. Okay, so.
I think I'm just giving you a point.
Is anybody going 12? Do I hear 12?
Just do this.
No,
wow.
No way.
All right, come on.
Jimmy Barry Murphy,
Unbeaten by Brian Cody.
Cyril Lyons.
Ah, sure. Of course you were going to get Cyril Lyons, which I might have forgotten myself. But
Donal O'Grady.
2002. Donal O'Grady, twice.
John Allen.
03, 04. Are you doing this in order? Oh, chronological order. Look at him. Extra points for that, he expects. But no extra points.
Richie Bennis.
Teacher's pet.
Richie Bennis.
Davy Fitz. Liam Sheedy.
Liam Sheedy, 3. Finishes 2-1 up.
Declan Ryan. Anthony Cunningham.
Who are you being there? Okay. Davey?
Mispronunciation,
no? No, that was the guy who did the Paddy Lasty character did a thing about Anthony Cunningham.
Did he?
As well, yeah, a different video.
One more.
He's done 9, hasn't he?
One more.
No,
he was 11. No, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, two more.
Did I actually get up to 11? That was ridiculous. I've lost my years now, but 14 was back. Michael Ryan. And I had Michael Ryan and Declan Ryan, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And, okay, so.
Three left.
What's the name? One.
Oh, he's bottled left.
Where the extra
beat. Oh, he was 2-0.
Ooh.
Oh, Kelleher saved a penalty.
There's three left.
It's too soon for this, isn't it?
I feel like I've forgotten.
Yeah. Too soon.
Have I skipped a year?
We're trying to.
So there's the Offaly manager in 2000, right? Sorry, I shouldn't be giving any clues.
Well, does the round end after this? Because we haven't bid any higher.
No, you can still bid on what's left.
You can bid again
further, yeah.
So 14. Who was the Galway manager in 15? That was Cunningham, wasn't it? Michael Ryan, 16. I don't see how I'm 3 short.
You are 3 short, yeah.
I've had JBM, Cyril Lyons, Donal O'Grady, John Allen, Richie Bennis, Davy Fitz, Liam Sheedy, and the 2 Ryans. So I'm 2 short.
And you said Cunningham.
And Anthony Cunningham. Yeah. Sorry, so I'm only 1 short.
Yeah, but there are 13 in total. There are 3 still left.
You have to name
one. You have to name one.
Okay, I can only figure out. Okay, so there must be a different Galway manager in 15 then. And I think it was too soon for. Or else a different tip manager in 14? Who would that be? Oh! Eamon O'Shea.
Yeah.
The unbearable lightness of being Milan Kundera, yeah. Prague.
It's the world.
So Eamon O'Shea.
It's all circular.
And I didn't get the Offaly manager into
Pat Flory.
John Kiley? Was he?
John Kiley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was Cody still there for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. In what?
22.
Oh, wow. God, I had 15 as his last, 16 as his last on Ireland.
You got the point, Mick.
I did.
Right. Round 1, question 3. Dara opens the bidding. Every country Brian O'Driscoll played against for Ireland.
Jesus.
One of these isn't strictly a country, but we will accept it if given.
Who's not a country, is it?
What did you say?
One of these is strictly not a country, but we will accept it if given. I want 19 answers. It's not the barbarians, so.
Only 19.
Only 19, yeah, sure. It's all right. Because rugby is barely a sport.
Yeah. I could name.
Ulster, is that what you mean?
Right. Oof. 19, you said. That's the full amount.
Yes.
I'm going to say I can name 15.
Wow, right. Is it me next? I'll leave him to it, to be honest. Yeah. Happy enough.
Mick?
How many did you say?
19. There are 19 countries that Brian O'Driscoll played against.
And you guessed 15?
I'm going for 15, yeah.
Go for it.
Okay.
Okay. A million caps. Jeez.
Yeah. You need a good few now. 15's a lot, actually, now that I think about it. France, England.
Okay, you have to go slow here.
France, so France, sorry. France, I'm going to hit myself there.
England. Come on.
Ireland. Sorry, no.
Take your final answer.
No.
Whoa,
there. I have
steady on, boy.
Six nations bad, written down.
Steady on, boy.
No.
Yeah, true.
Italy.
Italy, 15 times. England, 13 times. France, 15 times.
So sure about it as well.
Who's the team that's not
Wales.
Okay, great. We took us about 4 minutes to get through the teams in the Six Nations.
You're putting so much pressure on me here.
And you haven't actually got through them all yet.
Scotland, yeah. We're not giving me the chance to.
We did. You said Ireland.
All right.
Okay, we got five.
Mick did not get pushed as hard. Just let me go through the motions here. South Africa.
You're naming Six Nations countries.
Seven times you played South Africa.
New Zealand.
Yeah, New Zealand.
Yeah.
Never beat them.
Australia.
New Zealand. 13 times against New Zealand. Whoa. Nobody plays Felix Gerolaitis in the corner 13 times. Oh, they do. Said Australia. 12
times against Australia. Right.
Won a good few of them, I'd say.
Yeah. Like, single-handedly, in some instances.
Ah, that try in 03 was brilliant. We should have won that game.
Wearing the gloves?
In the corner in the World Cup, yeah.
I still maintain to this day, David Humphreys kicked that kick. They never showed a replay. We were robbed.
You think it was over?
I do, yeah.
I don't remember that.
How many am I on there? Is that 8? Seven or 8?
Who knows?
You've got 8.
Emma knows. Oh, wait.
Argentina,
8 times.
Yeah.
Sketchy record.
This is a lot tougher than I gave it credit for when I bid. Georgia.
Georgia. I mean, you are just naming rugby countries, literally.
Georgia on my mind.
Not Ireland.
Sure. Mm. It's a quiz question, then, right? So it's obviously
not. It's not a rugby country.
It's not a given.
Turns out. Maybe it is.
Yeah.
Play them.
Probably more of a rugby country than Georgia.
I do think, though, that something happened with the football team this week.
As in a positive sense?
Like the whole country stopped in a way. The whole country has not stopped.
Seismic, yeah.
It was a beautiful thing.
That footage of the fans outside, I don't know who took it. It was from a bus, it looked like, of all the Ireland fans. Like thousands and thousands of them who were ticketless an hour and a half before kickoff on the streets of Prague in the sunshine.
Yeah.
I just thought that was like...
living life.
Yeah, it was special.
Yeah.
And now we have to wait again. And now, anyway.
But we've got the Euros, though.
We do. In between, there's...
That are here.
There's a massively contentious fixture against Israel, too.
There is. That's something we have to look forward to.
Yeah.
And, months and months of people...
If you think we're in pain, though, Slovakia lost 4-3 at home to Kosovo last night.
Yeah.
They did score a late goal, so they were probably being well beaten. Wales also lost on penalties and also conceded a last-minute equaliser, except that their Edin Dzeko, who's 76 years old.
That was actual Edin Dzeko, not like a...
Edin Dzeko scored the equaliser for Bosnia in the last minute. They were winning 1-0 for most of that match.
We're just giving Dara time here.
Sweden finished bottom of their group and got in through the Nations League and won 3-1 away to Ukraine last night.
Appreciate it, mate.
Gyökeres scored 2 goals. So there's lots of pain to go around.
He got a hat-trick in the end, didn't he?
Nations League is...
Penalty.
Actually hadn't checked the third goal.
We should try. Okay, come on.
Romania,
yeah. Just the once, I think. Not
99
times.
World Cup.
You should have the full atlas in front of you there now after the time we just gave you.
So. Yeah, actually, yeah. See, there's a load of ones that I'm just like...
Well, spit them out.
Would they have...
You only need two
would
more.
Would they have given him a cap against them?
No, he's done 11, I think.
Is it? I've only got 10. 10.
10.
10, one, 10. According to the independent adjudicator.
You're on 10, are you? I thought you had 11.
Well, she's not independent. She's on
go
my
with
side.
Russia.
The correct side, our side.
Ooh. Russia?
Russia, yeah.
Russia, yeah.
Yeah.
Just the ones.
We always played them in the World Cup. Right, there's a few.
Played twice the World Cup. One of them was post Brian.
Samoa.
Has to be, surely.
3 times.
Yeah. Fiji.
Oh, yeah. Correct.
Oh. Yeah.
Was Pacific Islands the fake country?
Pacific Islands, yeah.
And Namibia.
Namibia.
Japan.
I haven't...
You're done.
You got the point, yeah.
You got the point, yeah.
How many did I get?
Mick has just given it to him if he didn't.
No, I think he was off. No, I think he was short of it there.
I bid 15.
He needs 15.
He needs 15.
I said 13.
He did 15. He just started answering.
He said he needed 13.
No, 15. No, 15. That's still my point, surely. Like,
well, did you get to 15 there with all mixed answers? I'd say
what
he did.
What did he say? I don't remember what he
said.
Well,
like, he has to keep going.
No,
keep
going. I don't.
How many has he got?
He just started naming.
He's got 13. He's got 13. He needs to do 13. More.
I need to reevaluate my.
So can I say?
I agree.
Japan.
Did you not already say? Did
he
not say Japan?
But like, surely I can just say that now.
Of course you can.
You can, yeah.
Japan and Pacific Islands. There you go.
Pacific Islands.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Joe.
Say, let's face it, it was myself I was taking the point off.
Was I had Namibia, you said, it was one of the other ones that you decided to give him. Was Tonga in there?
No.
Okay. US?
USA?
QRSTUV. Yes, USA three times.
Canada?
Canada, yes.
There you go. They're my next two.
I feel better now.
South Africa?
I said South Africa.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't have them bold.
Yeah, you said
I did. That was one of my first ones, yeah.
No, I don't think you did.
I actually don't know if you did.
You did. I 100% did.
I had it crossed off, in fairness.
I did, yeah.
All right, okay.
I did, yeah.
Mick 2, Shane 0, Dara 1, round 2, question 1. It's the Wikipedia round, back and ready to run this week. You know how it goes. I run through a player's career, club by club. If you know what I'm talking about, shout out your nickname, give me the answer. To add a little wrinkle this week, we're also going to include some managers and their career path, though I will let you know which is which beforehand. You have a guess per clue, and there will be 1 point on offer for each correct answer. Mick. Somebody just died in the control room.
Figuratively, of course.
We are professional. We'll continue. Don't put the horse before the McCarthy. Mm-hmm. Monaghan, Machete, Hannon. Cameron Colossus, Smith, Nocton. All clear. Let's get underway. This player began his career as a footballer player with Valour before embarking on a move to PSV Eindhoven.
Yeah, Monaghan, Machete.
Yeah.
Van Nistelrooy.
No.
Don't put the cart before the Dirkhuis.
No. After 3 years there, he had a brief spell with KR before moving to Bolton Wanderers.
Calvin Colossus. You were first.
Yuri Jorka, no. Of course.
JJ Kocha?
No.
Mona Machete. Van Bommel.
Who?
Van Bommel.
No. A long stint at Chelsea followed.
Mona Machete. Hasselbank.
No.
Don't put the cart before the Eidegger Johnson.
Eidegger Johnson.
Yes!
Then he took his talents at Barcelona, a season in Monaco, back in England with a loan spell at Spurs. No recollection. Permanent move to Stoke City and another loan at Fulham. Well into his 30s now. Spells at AEK Athens, Cercle Brugge, Club Brugge. His inevitable move back to Bolton. His wanderlust not satisfied. He rounded out his career at Shijiazhuang Everbright, Molde and India's own Pune City.
Why is his son called Gudjonsson and not Eidersson? It should be Eiderson.
I don't know.
Isn't that the way they do it?
Is that the
way they do it? He's been away from Iceland too much.
Yeah. Round 2, question 2. This manager began his career with Bournemouth. After being sacked there, he next popped up at Gillingham. A short stint at Bristol City followed, and then a marginally longer one at Portsmouth.
This is going very fast.
He started his first spell with Stoke City next.
Don't put the cart before the Tony Pulis.
Tony Pulis. Pulis. Before breaking up two spells managing the Potterns with a sojourn in Plymouth Palace, West Brom, then he finished out his career with a few seasons in Middlesbrough and a considerably shorter stint at Sheffield Wednesday, and now writes a column for the BBC and takes the Just Eat readies. Is it Just Eat or Uber? Who knows?
Well, Big Sam.
Uber Eats, I think. I like that ad. Those ads, they're pretty good.
Round 2, question 3. Another player this time who started his career with Canon Yaounde and then Cotton Sport Garoa.
Mona Machete.
Yeah.
Michael Essien.
No. His first move to Europe was with Neuchâtel Xamax, who he later left for Strasbourg.
Mona Machete. Samuel Eto'o.
No. Had spells at El Khalij and Chengdu Wenyu. I mean, this is just humiliating, Arthur. Why are you doing this? Why, Arthur? What did I do to you? Before he properly entered the Irish consciousness with
Mona Machete, Joseph Ndoh.
Hey!
Yaounde's in Cameroon, so I was trying
say
to
the name.
I knew Yaounde was in Cameroon.
It was Shelburne next, before a second spell at St. Pat's, a lone spell at Rovers, conceded permanent stops at Bowes and Sligo, winding down. He'd short, sharp stints at Limerick, Arrow Harps, and Ackle Rovers. Joey Ndoh, come on down, buddy. Round 2, question 4. Another player, this time he started his professional career with Connacht.
So, this is a rugby player.
What?
It is. I'll tell you that. I shouldn't have told you that.
Don't put the cart before the Robbie Henshaw.
No.
Adam Machete. John Muldoon.
No.
Calvin Kloss is it Jack Harty?
No. Before making the move to Munster.
Don't put the cart before the Ian Keatley.
No.
He didn't. Adam Machete. Marmion.
No.
No, I keep going.
Whereupon he set off after 2 years for Leicester.
Adam Machete.
Yeah.
Johnny Murphy. No.
Before finishing his professional career with Leinster.
Don't put the cart before the... Shane Jennings.
No.
Calvin Kloss, is it Owen Redden?
Yes.
Owen Redden, of course, yeah.
Token rugby question.
Hold on. No. Owen Redden played for Wasps. He didn't play for Leicester.
I did say I was shaking my head at Leicester.
Well, it's false information. I would have got it if you'd said Wasps.
It's called the Wikipedia round.
I would have.
I got out of jail for this. Even the face of errors is...
Wikipedia can be wrong.
It's called the Wikipedia.
Pretty sure it does actually say Wasps.
Round two, question five. Finally, another manager for you. This one started his... You stop Googling stuff there.
I'm going to see what the Wikipedia of Owen Redden says.
What's going on here? Like.
It says another, Wasps. He just wrote it round wrong.
He did write it down. There you go.
So it's not the Wikipedia round. It's Arthur's bullshit round.
Oh, now he had to defend himself. Yeah. You're calling him bullshit. What's going on with this stuff here? Whoa.
Come on.
This is supposed to be on the radio tonight.
Just put the wrong
club
in and then he gets a point.
No swearing. We're
for giving the wrong information.
This is a...
I didn't give the wrong information.
No, but I mean, you guessed Owen Redden when it wasn't Owen Redden's career.
I was basing it off the provinces. But look,
I think the raspy voice there actually suits you. It gives you a Sopranos-esque feel here.
Hey. Another manager for you. This one started his senior coaching career with Deportivo Mandayu.
Mano Machete, Luis Enrique.
No.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, go on.
After a brief stint there, he was off to Racing Club.
Ooh.
A 13-year absence from management followed before he turned up as manager as manager of the Argentina national team.
Mano Machete. No, Contepomi.
No.
What? Don't put the cart before the Spalletti.
No.
Okay. Oh, I can't guess again until the next club.
Mano Machete.
I think you've already guessed.
You guessed.
Oh, I have. But I'm still immature.
I'm confused on which sport it is.
Yeah, so
am I. Contepomi.
So am I.
Don't be confused. Have you got a guess?
No, I don't. Keep going.
It was off.
Don't put the cart before the...
Surely I got there first.
I have a much longer name. I think I spoke first.
Emma? Oh, the producers.
Maradona.
Did you know it?
Oh, it was Maradona, yeah. As soon as I realised it was football and not rugby.
God, the Pope.
It was the racing club put me off.
Yes. It was Al Wasl in Dubai next, followed by State
Fans. Famously coached at Leinster as well.
Yeah.
13 year gap.
Wow.
What a stupid appointment.
We've got to take a break. Interject some sense. Inject or interjecting some, I don't know. Who speaks English anymore after the heartbreak?
The Crappy Quiz on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Centra's Off License. Kick off with a cold one. Over 18s only. Drink responsibly. Get the facts. Visit drinkaware.ie.
Okay, time for the Pass the Parcel of Doom round. I'm going to ask you each to give me a name that's on a list of names I have in front of me. If you get it right, the parcel passes on to the next player. You get it wrong, the parcel will explode, covering you in shame.
Shame.
Okay, round three, question one. Including interim managers, tell me anyone who's been a head coach at Connacht, Ulster, Munster or Leinster men's team since the year 2000. Once a manager has been named, he's no longer eligible, even if he did serve more than one spell or with more than one province. They obviously don't have managers, but you know.
So a provincial head coach since 2000.
Yes. It's not a rugby term. And it doesn't say who's going first here, so I better scroll back up to the top. Order is Mick, Shane, Dora.
Dora.
Leo Cullen.
You're Leo Cullen's is.
Clayton McMillan.
Yeah.
Not
on the list here. Oh, sorry, it's in alphabetical order. Sorry, I thought it was in chronological, but it's not.
Richie Murphy.
Yes.
Sure, we'll round it off. Stuart Lancaster.
Thanks.
Axel Foley.
Razzy Erasmus.
Oh, Razzy. We hardly knew you.
Michael Checa.
Checks. 5 years.
It's me, isn't it? It is. Johan van Graan.
Yeah.
That's a wide range. You have to go into the different clubs in your head, don't you? It's not from Ulster.
Graham Rowntree.
Yeah. Graham Rowntree.
Joe Schmidt.
Joe Schmidt.
Eddie O'Sullivan.
No.
Ireland.
Oh.
I mean, I don't see him on any of these lists, and he is not there because he wasn't.
Declan Kidney.
Kidney, twice. Three times?
Leinster as well, twice a month.
Twice a month in Leinster, yeah.
Matt Williams.
That's a great answer.
2000-2003.
And Ulster.
Was he head coach at Ulster?
Is it 09?
Yeah.
I'm running a bit in here.
07-09. 3 years.
Dan McFarland.
Dan McFarland's correct, yeah, sorry. Yeah, 2018-2024, that was a long time.
Yeah, he was there for a while. I'm struggling to remember who was there before, somehow.
Pat Lamb.
Yes, Pat Lamb is correct. I mean, obviously, yeah, sorry, I should have said that much quicker, but yeah. Just
Andy Friend.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
I'm down to one now, I think.
Mind games, I think.
Rob Penny.
Oh, I think Mick has me here. Pete Wilkins.
Munster, Rob Penny, 2012,
2014. There must be 100 Connacht coaches.
What was the last one you said?
Me?
Yeah.
Pete Wilkins.
Connacht,
yeah.
Pete Wilkins, 2022 to 2025.
We've guessed a good few of the Connacht ones now, in fairness.
With four, I feel like it's the last four. Alan Gaffney.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shut.
Wow.
It's like, snooker players tap the table for a good shot.
I have assistant coaches.
Must have the majority
names
of
my head.
Charlie Manel.
Very, very.
He was Leinster attack coach.
I wonder when Jerry starts singing, Jerry, is he giving you like a subliminal clue?
Usually, yeah.
Yeah, I was actually, yeah.
They're hard to figure out.
No one knows the unless you know the Zig and Zag album from the 80s, you're not going to get it.
Yeah, right.
I
don't know if you get away with some of the lyrics and they'd be cancelled now.
You can't say it these days.
No.
I do have one more.
If anyone else left.
Game's gone.
A weird moment.
Come on, lads. For God's sake. This is interminable. It's like
one more.
What's out of my misery?
It's like purgatory after last
night. There's a chance he did 1 year, but I'm almost certainly didn't. Can't spell me.
No,
he was assistant coach the whole time.
The only one I had left was, you'll remember this as a weird time in history, Ger, Gariella.
Yeah, Gariella. 03-04.
Who?
Elwood.
Yeah, Eric Elwood.
Elwood. Yeah. I'm sick of it. And Michael Bradley.
Now that you said Elwood. It was 15 years between them, basically. So Gerry Murphy had Leinster for a year.
Wow.
After Declan Kidney. It must have been interim, right. Sorry. Matt O'Connor, obviously.
Oh, Matt O'Connor. Yeah.
Mike Ruddock. Was that Leinster from 97 to 2000? I thought it was from 2000 on. Right. Obviously it wasn't.
Well, 2000 is included, I suppose.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Ian Costello.
Yeah.
For a very brief spell at Munster.
Oh, interim. Mike Prendergast as well, maybe?
No, Mike Prendergast wasn't.
He wasn't.
Okay.
Mark was Anscombe. Neil Doak.
Anscombe.
John O'Gibbs. Yeah. Les Kiss. Mark McCall. Brian McLaughlin.
For years.
Ah, the support. Yeah.
Alan Solomons. Dan Soper.
Dan Soper, yeah. Oh my
God. Now there is Harry Williams, Matt Williams, and Steve Williams at.
Should have just had Williams.
Williams,
yeah,
Ross.
Williams, yeah, please.
At, yeah, Michael Bradley, Eric Elwood, Kieran Keane for a year, Steph Nell in 2000, Glenn Ross also in 2000, Cully Tucker, I would have taken as well.
Was he
Nick's on six, Shane's on one, Dara's on two, round three, question two. The order is Shane, Dara, Mick. Name any GAA All-Star winning goalkeeper in Gaelic football or hurling since 2005, which is the last 20 years of the All-Stars. And there are, I'm not going to tell you how many, but yeah.
What's since the order? 05.
What is the order? Shane, Dara, Mick. Since 05, yeah.
Stephen Cluxton.
Clucko, 7.
Football or hurling?
He had one prior to 2005. He's a footballer.
It is hurling as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Nicky Quaid.
Nicky Quaid, 3.
Owen Murphy.
Nicky Quaid. Owen Murphy. Owen Murphy.
You scared me there for a second.
Where do we go from here?
Rory Beggan.
Rory Beggan. It wasn't even your first one. Rory's like, come on, Shane.
Yeah.
What's going on? What do I have to do, buddy?
I'll join the party there. Raymond Gallagher.
Raymond Gallagher.
Mm-hmm. Sure, we're all at it. Davy Fitz in 05, I believe.
Davy Fitz.
Yeah.
His last one.
That was a slightly risky answer.
I knew it was off. I know his All-Stars for whatever reason, so.
Fair enough.
There's a humble brag there by Mickey, just like, oh, I know the All-Stars, you know.
I know Davey's All-Stars, so I knew 05's his last one, yeah.
Yeah, I get it, you know.
All right.
Heart wants what the heart wants, Michael.
What does the heart want in this case? I'm not sure.
It's up to you, yeah. You decide.
Presumably, yeah, Niall Morgan.
Niall Morgan, twice.
Niall Morgan, yeah. Rhys Shelley.
Rhys Shelley.
Good show.
Is he gone?
What?
Is he going to be starting? Oh. Surely they're not going to drop him.
Oh, yeah, actually. Hold on now. David Clark.
David Clark twice.
That's me.
I don't know.
Jermid Murphy.
Mm-hmm. No.
Since 05.
Yeah. He won 3. Only one of them was prior to 2005.
Anthony Nash.
Yes. Twice.
Clocks won so many of them.
Like Shane Ryan.
Yeah, twice.
To go through the years here, but
it's worth, I guess. I don't know if it's right, but it's worth, I guess. Paul Durkin.
Paul Durkin's twice, yeah. Famously, Dave McIntyre commentating on the All-Stars game reminded him of the error he just made in the All-Ireland final weeks before while commentating live to the stadium.
Jesus.
Oh, Paul Durkin really hopes he's not going to do the same mistake he made in the All-Ireland final when he gave it straight to Starr. And he's like looking up at him going, Dave, do you have to? Why are you doing this?
Harsh.
It's me next, is it? Yeah.
Dave won't mind me telling that story. I may have embellished minor parts of it, but the bones of the story are true.
Yeah.
Don Logue.
Yes.
Hold on.
Did you not believe me or something?
It was because he's an obvious answer that I wasn't sure was still five. Oh, so
there's the other humble bag. It's like your answer was obvious.
Leave me alone. Yeah. I'm not in the mood for this today.
Or is it the general public knowledge answer?
Come on.
It also pushes it back on me, which I'm in ribbons here. Few names written down, not sure about any of them.
The racing pod needs to record in here, lads. Come on.
Murray.
Go on.
Any advance on Murray?
Limerick goalkeeper in 07. Brian Murray, I think. Was
yes.
Oh, from the depths of hell. From the depths.
Last pocket there. Brian Murray. An old Panini sticker to Brian Murray. Oh, it's a point for Mick. Panini Mick, Bill we call him.
Jesus. Oh, lads. Did he? Probably not, but maybe. Hearty?
No.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like I haven't done that. If the
he did win one, it would have been.
Down the bare
was the goalkeeper?
In 05, yeah. He got one in 02.
I have one more name written down. The year they won the All-Ireland, he actually didn't play that much, even though he's been their goalkeeper for years. Ethan Rafferty?
No.
Yeah. He was like on the bench. Wasn't he? The year they won.
We forgot a pretty big one, I think, in the I just thought of him there 2 seconds ago. Brendan Cummins.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Five. Three of which were prior to 2005. Right. Yeah. So Colm Callan won one from Galway.
Pascal McConnell.
No.
Did O'Keefe get one, no?
Bob Henley?
Well, let me do the hurlers first.
Sorry.
Shrup. Darren Gleeson, Brian Hogan, Gary Maguire for the Dubs, Stephen O'Keefe of Waterford, and PJ Ryan won one as well.
Couldn't remember
the footballers, he did much better. This is football country. Gary Connaughton of Westmeath.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Brendan Keeley of Kerry. Brendan McVeigh of Down.
All right, no Henley.
That was it.
Okay, good.
Mick 7, Dara 2, Shane 1. Round 3, question 3. It goes on. There's another one of these. Maybe we'll just do 2 of these next week. Quizmaster, wink, wink, as in, please.
Put us out of our misery. This has been a
long time. Yeah, last but not least, certainly not the shortest. We want you to name any Irish international who's been relegated from the Premier League since the 2004-2005 season up until 2024-2025.
How are we supposed to remember the demarcation there? Like, yeah.
Since what year?
Go again there.
04-05 up until the end of last season. To qualify, the player had to make at least 3 league appearances for the club in the season they were relegated. To spice things up just a bit, there's a bonus point on offer if you name any of the players who have been relegated with more than one club in the given period. That point will stick with you regardless of who is left standing at the end.
Do you have to nominate it or you just get the player?
You just get the player.
Yeah.
And obviously you should try and get those players first, but... So any player who was relegated, who was an Irish international from the Premier League, it was way, way, way too long just to do Irish players, which is what he had last week. And if any of you were actual listeners to the show, you'd have heard this question last week. This was the one I had to cancel because we went on too long.
Okay.
But that's okay. You don't support each other's work. That's fine. I get it.
That was cut out, by the way.
That's who you are.
So all of what you're talking about wasn't even in the show in the end. So
Irish players who've been relegated since 04-05 from Premier
League. Facts.
I'm just saying. I'm confused. For Ireland,
right, yeah. You have to have an international.
They have to have played for Ireland and have to have made 3 appearances that season.
For the team that got relegated, yeah.
Yeah,
Dara, Mick, Shane.
I'll go with Ogbeni.
Yeah, he's definitely on the list because they played for Luton and they got relegated. Oh my God, this list is so bloody long.
I actually give up on
this list is insane. It's at the very bottom.
It's like, not a double point.
Hey, it's a bonus point. You're back in the game.
Yeah, 2 points for that.
It's yeah. Luton.
I'll get a bonus point though as well. Sorry, Dara O'Shea.
LMNOPQRS. Is he under O? LMNO. He is, yeah. West Brom, Burnley and Ipswich, but you only get one.
I only get one bonus point. Should get 3.
Honestly, not sure. Stephen Hunt.
Hunty. LMN, HIJK. Hunty. Oh, bonus point. Reading and Wolves.
This is not reflected well on these lads.
Somebody said Hunty was over there. I didn't see him.
He was, yeah.
Robbie Brady, bonus point.
This is not a good indictment on their careers.
Hull and Norwich. Burnley were a bit blessed as well for a period there, but come on.
Sammy Smodic.
Smodic. Is he alive? What was the news?
Yeah, released from hospital today. So, on the mend.
They were out to him pretty quick, weren't they?
Yeah.
LMNOPQRS. Smoke. Djuric.
Is it Djumic? You said
Djumic. I just said him. Sorry. Yeah.
Hamer was out to him straight away.
Yeah, he
copped it before.
What happened was it, he swallowed his tongue or something?
The referee didn't even give a free initially. And
on TV, it didn't look. It honestly
the Irish,
didn't look that
bad. The Irish medical staff, in fairness, ran on without the permission of the ref.
Right.
Because he was very slow on the uptake for it. Yeah.
I'm just gonna say Noel Hunt.
Yeah, I'm sure that's right. Jesus Christ. No, it's not. You're out.
Ah, lads, I hate this. I just want to go home. This is a horrendous day.
I'm not even going to tell you the hundreds of names that we have in this.
Yeah. Hold on. Is it actually hundreds?
This can't go any worse.
It's really hundreds, yeah.
Right, I'll try out a rogue one so we can speed it up. Mikey Johnson.
No.
Please be wrong. Just so we
I don't think he played in the Premier League yet, has he? No.
Is he not?
No.
At least
we've got
about six or seven here, but one's fine. Ross Cullen, anyway.
West Ham, Stephen Ireland, Stoke, and they're just the
Mark Kennedy was here.
Shane Duffy, James McCarthy, Kevin Doyle.
Stephen Carr was a bonus point. Rory Delap was a bonus point. Kevin Doyle was a bonus point. Damien Duff was a bonus point. Newcastle and Fulham.
Sam Myler.
Stephen Kelly with Birmingham and Reading was a bonus point.
Two kills.
Damien Duff was relegated with Newcastle and Fulham.
Yeah.
Wild, isn't it?
What?
Stephen Quinn, Sheffield United and Hull. Andy Reid with Charlton and Blackpool.
Oh, Wes must have been in there too as well. The Blackpool year, was he?
Stephen Ward, I would have taken for a bonus point as well.
Seamus Coleman.
And Burnley and all the rest of them.
Good luck.
Best of luck, lads. Mick is on 9, Shane is on 2, Dara's on 4. Round 4. The fun free magic number round is back in its usual glory. You have until Frank Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beats to get your answers down on the page.
He's added a question here.
David Clifford's All Star Awards. Champions League titles won by Chelsea. Rena Buckley's combined All-Ireland winners' medals. James Milner's age. Mo Salah's Liverpool goals to date. What's the number? Tot them up. David Clifford's All-Stars. Chelsea's Champions League wins. Rena Buckley's combined All-Ireland winners' medals. James Milner's age. Mo Salah. Goals for Liverpool.
Thanks. Here are the jingle, bubbles, bangles, the bright shiny beads.
Parker doesn't. There used to be only 4 questions in this.
Yeah, okay, well,
5 is a bit much.
Yeah, okay, it's too much.
312.
Oh, way underestimated. 161.
I've gone 347.
Oh, you're bust. Mick gets 2 points. And has won the quiz.
Salah's around 250, doesn't he?
Salah's 255.
Yeah. Do I get a point for not being bust?
Yes,
closest.
You do, yeah. James Milner's age is 40.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Got that, yeah.
Rena Buckley's combined All-Ireland winners?
17. 19. 19, yeah.
Champions League titles?
2.
David Clifford's All-Star Awards? 6.
Six.
Yeah, I don't know why. I actually wrote down way less for Rena and then realised it was...
Salah, way underestimated.
What did you get bust? How did you go bust?
Put too many on Salah. I had 280. No. Yeah, about 280 for Salah.
What was it, about 320, was it?
321.
321.
Okay, business as usual in the rapid fire round. Let's horse through this. You each have 20 seconds to answer a maximum of 8 questions with a point up for grabs for each. Mick's on 11, Shane's on 3, Dara's on 4.
Look at the smug heading him.
Shane.
That's a very big lead. Yeah. You don't even need to, you can save the questions to next week if you want. Like, it's a farce. No,
there's always like
Dara has a chance. Okay, right. We take a point
Shane, everyone gets wrong,
he gets a point taken off.
Shane, your 20 seconds starts now. Who's the manager of the Tipperary Senior Hurlers?
I pass.
Who will Munster play in the URC this weekend?
Bulls.
In what city is Tennis US Open played?
New York.
True or false, Roy Keane played over 100 times for Ireland?
False.
How many teams play in Italy Serie A?
Serie A, 18.
20. What two counties are in this week's Division 1 league final?
County Donegal.
Terence Crawford's associated with what sports?
Boxing.
Yeah. So, manager Tipperary Hurlers, Liam Cahill. Bulls is correct. New York is correct. Correct, Roy Keane played 60-odd times. Mm-hmm. 50, maybe 60?
60 or 70, yeah.
Don't do friendlies. Mm. Anyway, you got a score or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Middle scorer, you, Dara.
Yeah.
Normal questions, 1 point each. Normal questions. Anyway, your 20 seconds starts now. Who manages the Galway Senior Hurlers?
Michael O'Donoghue.
Who will Ulster play in the URC this weekend?
Zebra.
In what city is Snooker's Crucible Theatre?
London.
True or false, Jack Charlton guided Ireland to 2 World Cups?
True.
Paddy O'Coffick Byrne plays football for what county?
Dublin.
Courtney Brosnan represents which English side?
Everton.
I stumbled, so I'll go. Albert Ferrer is associated with what sport?
Albert Ferrer.
Albert Ferrer.
Tennis.
No. Football.
Football.
Yeah. Neil Donoghue. I'm going to give you Michael O'Donoghue, but it's actually me. Zebre, your own team. Oof. That burned off a minute of your 20 seconds. I mean, the Crucible Theatre is in Sheffield.
Yeah, I'm not a snooker man at all.
What's the scores?
Not careless.
No, stop your... What's the scores?
8, 9, 11.
He's going to hold on to the question.
How many
do I
click?
Look at the smug head. He's going to say...
Your 20 seconds starts now. Who will Connacht face in the URC this weekend?
Edinburgh.
Michael O'Neill manages Northern Ireland and what club team?
QPR.
Blackburn. How many World Snooker finals does Steve Davis win?
6.
True or false, Shea Gibbons, Ireland's record appearance holder?
True.
False. Who is the manager of Nottingham Forest?
Nuno.
No, Vitor Pereira. Who are Cork playing in Division 2 League final this weekend?
Beat.
That was quite the bottle job.
It was a relaxed job.
Blackburn Rovers, 6 was correct.
He was on the beach. I like the Steve Davis answer. Yeah, yeah.
It's Robbie. Robbie's our record, isn't he?
Robbie, 1, 3, 4.
Doesn't have more caps now.
Like 600.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
It doesn't matter. Seven. Matters not.
Well, look, we did our best.
I haven't lost the quiz since I stopped writing them.
Well done. What a depressing day.
I hope you feel great about yourself now, Mick. At least you've got a little dopamine hit that we don't.
My step going into the weekend now, yeah.
Congratulations. To both of you.
Look.
GA season now, anyway.
The Crappy Quiz on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Centra's Off Licence. Kick off with a cold one. Over 18s only. Drink responsibly. Get the facts. Visit drinkaware.ie.
Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Sending me videos of all the kids in assembly screaming my name. That fills me with absolute love and pride. Like, I mean, like nothing else. And I want to inspire them. I'm just a normal boy from Aldi Town.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.